Record deficit exposes Doge's arithmetic and rattles markets. S&P futures sat at 7,800.225 Saturday morning, down roughly 20 points, a decline of approximately 0.26% from the prior session's close. The modest pullback was consistent with a market pricing in additional geopolitical risk from the Lebanon strike and continued uncertainty around the Iran conflict's economic trajectory. Institutional money appeared in a holding pattern, awaiting clarity on the conflict, the November election outcome, and the Federal Reserve's rate posture in response to accumulating inflation pressures. The $432 billion July deficit demanded broader context. For reference, the entire federal deficit for fiscal year 2019 was $984 billion. The United States recorded a monthly shortfall in July 2026, nearly half that annual total. The figure reflects structural forces. Interest payments on existing debt have grown substantially as rates have remained elevated, compounded by defense spending associated with the Iran conflict and reduced revenues from various tax dynamics. DOGE, the Department of Government Efficiency, was designed to bend that curve through federal headcount reductions, contract cancellations, and agency consolidations. DeSantis's public declaration that July's number represents the failure of DOGE is being read as deliberate positioning for a potential 2028 run, an attempt to claim the mantle of authentic fiscal conservatism on his own party's turf at the moment the administration's central efficiency narrative is most vulnerable. The Trump administration's instruction to Apple not to purchase Chinese memory chips added a further inflationary dimension to the market picture. Apple's memory component supply chain, feeding iPhones, MacBooks, and iPads at significant volume, relies on manufacturers including CXMT and YMTC, whose pricing has been competitive against Samsung, SK Hynix, and Micron. Sourcing exclusively from the latter group either raises component costs passed to consumers or compresses Apple's margins to maintain price points. Neither outcome is favorable in an environment already sensitive to inflation signals.